If you're nervous about social media, if you're nervous about podcasting, if you're nervous about YouTube, if you're nervous about starting your business because you realize you have to step out of your shadow, step out of your corner and show the world who you are, know that you can do it in a way that feels comfortable for you. The only thing you can't do is you can't hide. You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey, hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here and I am checking in with a solo episode update. Ear horns! All right. So, in all seriousness, I am so glad to be able to update you guys on how my latest side hustle is going. And by the way, if you haven't checked out the Side Hustle Pro Bootcamp, you need to go back and listen to episodes 231 to 235. That is the Side Hustle Pro Bootcamp series, all right? And in this series, we were accountability partners and I shared with y'all my process. This was literally a brain dump of how I need to work to get my idea out of my head and into the world, okay? So I took you through the steps of letting go of excuses, of side hustle success, of how to overcome doubt, of just doing it pretty much. So I will link to those. Make sure you go back and do that. And for me, I'm here to give you an update on how it's been going since I launched my latest side hustle into the world. So first of all, my side hustle is my YouTube channel, the Nikayla TV YouTube channel. What's that you said? You haven't watched my video yet? What? You haven't subscribed yet? Okay. Pause this episode. Open up the YouTube app right now. Search Nikayla TV and make sure you are clicking on the Nikayla TV YouTube channel, subscribing, watching my latest videos, and like the video, okay? I did a get to know you video, by the way, so you can get to know me a little bit more outside of Side Hustle Pro, all right? So go check that out. I have pictures of my family, all of that good stuff. Kingston, just go watch, all right? So anywho, how's that been going? So I launched my YouTube channel officially on my birthday. So I launched it on March 1st. And well, my birthday is actually a leap year, but we won't get into that right now. Okay. The channel launched on March 1st, right? And it has been a learning curve. As expected, I welcome and am excited about the challenge of it all. So the reason why I started this channel is I started this channel and I gave myself the freedom to just do something for fun again, to side hustle in the same way I did when I started this podcast, Side Hustle Pro. I knew that it could go many different places, but I didn't put that pressure on it when I started. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to become a full-time professional podcaster. No, I knew that I was interested in entrepreneurship, interested in doing my own thing one day, and I didn't know exactly what that would be or how to leverage my talents and how to pour my talents into some kind of job that I could create for myself, a career that I could create for myself. So the podcast gave me that freedom to explore, talk to people who were mentors in my head, and like literally get their advice. So that's what I did there. And then through that process, I learned more about myself. I learned more about my interests and I discovered the next phase for me, which was stepping out and doing podcasting full-time professionally. All right. Now, with this YouTube channel, I have various interests. So the main one being hair. Like I wanted to explore my love and interest in the natural hair space. And what I might not have really gotten into on this show yet was that although I was not pressed to monetize or like make money at this stage, like I just wanted to explore, I had ideas of what I could potentially do in the future. So I thought about, okay, what would doing something around natural hair and natural hair care look like for me? Well, first of all, let me explore the space and see if I like talking about hair all the time. And if I really see myself becoming not only known for podcasting, but the like hair person, right? So That's the great thing about side hustling. It allows you to dabble and see how you feel about something before you really go deep and commit all the way. And so what I discovered through doing my YouTube channel is this. I absolutely love doing YouTube. I thought I love podcasting and I love podcasting. First of all, I love podcasting because of the ease of it and the fact that I'm recording this in my robe and my turban right now, right? I will never, ever stop loving that. So you guys don't worry. But what I love about YouTube is that when I am ready to put on actual clothes and record in front of a video, it's so much fun. It's like, I didn't realize that all these years, all my practice in my childhood of like having this big imagination and making up imaginary friends and talking to myself, like, was preparation for this YouTube channel, which is, you know, it's Nikayla TV. It is literally my TV show. Anything goes, whatever I want to do, I'll be doing, I'll be making videos on it, right? The channel is about natural hair, lifestyle, and beauty. So awesome. Content will fall under that umbrella in, you know, various types of content. And what I discovered is that I love that. And I love the fact that I'm finally doing more video and committing to more video, because I also still am even more inspired now to do more with TV in the future. And I see myself there in the next phase of Nikayla, doing more with TV, having my own TV show. Let me stop tiptoeing around the subject, okay? I'm gonna put it out there in the atmosphere. God, you hear me? You already know, though. You see my heart. So I see myself having my own TV show. I don't know where it will be, what network it will be on, but it's coming. And my YouTube is my entrance into that. So I discovered that. I love it. Like, any hesitation I had about doing it is out the window. Of course, it's harder, you know, like, you really have to prep. Like I said, like, you have to prepare to be on camera. So that requires like making plans to do your hair the night before, do your nails. If your nails are crazy from, like me, I'm, you know, doing housework, running after an 11-month-old, like all this stuff, like, you really have to prepare. You know, me and Moya work around each other's schedule so that I have dedicated time to film this video without, you know, Kingston running in here and like screaming on my video, right? All of that takes more work, but I still love it. I also learned that, you know what? I don't see myself doing a business as of now. I give myself permission to change my mind later, but as of now, I don't see myself doing a business around hair or hair care like I was curious about. So I'm glad that I started my channel and explored what it would feel like to be in the space. And congruently, at the same time, I was researching and looking into what that would look like and discovered that I don't see it for me, at least not now. So that said, I still will incorporate hair content. It's going to be less of a priority on my channel. I'm still going to share that naturally and organically, though, right? Because a part of my lifestyle is how I do my hair, how I manage making time for me, self-care, making myself, you know, get pretty and beautiful and feel good, even when I'm in the house. And so a part of that will definitely be what I do with my hair, since people are always curious about that. But this also opens me up to do way more types of content. I want to start blogging. That's the next type of video that's a little bit intimidating for me, because, like, again, that involves a different level of planning, right? Like, yeah, you're filming your organic life, but you have to plan for it. You have to plan to put a tripod with a camera to catch what you're doing organically, because otherwise, like, it's just going to slip your mind because you do it anyway. So, like, if I'm working out, I have to plan to set up the tripod to capture me working out before I work out. So that's like means I wake up even earlier. So I gotta really plan around that, because sleep is precious around here. But I'm excited to do it. These new challenges are fun, you guys. That is the great thing about side hustling too. Like, it really, really sets you on fire. Whether it's because you need that creative outlet, which most of us do, even if you don't realize it, most of us need that creative outlet. And it invigorates me. And it helps out with everything else in my life, because in order to do this new thing that I'm passionate about, that means that I have to make sure that I'm on point in other areas so I get time to do it. So if I oversleep, for example, if I don't plan the night before, you're going to wake up, you know, next thing you know, the baby has a blowout, like, you're running around catering to the needs of the day that just pop up, and you don't have any time to do what you're going to do because you didn't plan for it. You didn't make space for it. And that's a huge thing for me now, is trying to make space for the things I want to do. Hey guys, it's Nikayla here with a quick word from our sponsors. Do you own a small business or run an organization that needs custom branded merchandise? Well, you might not know this, but some printers require a huge minimum order quantity and limit the types of designs you can create. But that is not the case with Print Shop by Design Hill. Design Hill is the number one creative marketplace online with over 5 million designs. And Print Shop is their premier merchandise platform, which can help you create everything from clothing to phone cases to totes. How it works is you upload your own design and get items made, or you can choose from thousands of readily available artwork which has been created by small artists from all over the world. Then you can share the link to your Print Shop merch shop so that anyone can purchase your unique designs imprinted onto totes, sweatshirts, and more. And then you make a commission when they make a purchase. It is super easy to do and use. I've done it, and I've also purchased from Print Shop. So my most recent order was this beautiful crop top from a talented artist on there, and I can't wait to rock it this summer. So you guys, Print Shop is awesome. Whether you're a business owner making branded designs for your business, or just an artist eager to create your own looks, customize it on different items, and sell it, Print Shop is the easy-to-use platform for you. So go design and even sell your one-of-a-kind, can't get this anywhere merchandise at designhill.com/printshop. Again, that's designhill.com/printshop to give life to your designs. Many thanks to Skillshare for sponsoring this episode. No matter what 2021 brings, you can spend it creating something meaningful with Skillshare's online classes, because time is what we make of it. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. You can explore classes on marketing, freelance and entrepreneurship, graphic design, and so much more. I just checked out this really cool class called Creativity Unleashed: Discover, Hone, and Share Your Voice Online. It was what I needed because it guides you through how to determine your individual value as a creator, how to overcome those insecurities that hold us back from creating content, and how to establish your core theme and more. It was right on time, you guys, and also important as I grow as a content creator. With Skillshare, you can find inspiration as well and learn how to express your creativity. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/hustle and get a free trial of premium membership. Again, Side Hustle Pro listeners, head over to skillshare.com/hustle to get a free trial of premium membership. So, I've also learned, like, the biggest thing about YouTube is it is so important to research how to get your video seen. It is so competitive. It is way harder, I think, than podcasting. To me personally, it is way harder. Like, even with how many podcasts are coming out now and how, you know, people think like, oh, it's so saturated, like, you guys, it is way harder to do YouTube, let me tell you. And here's what I've discovered. Number one, whenever you get into any space, any kind of business, any kind of side hustle, you should always be researching. You know, as you're working, you should still be learning and researching from people who are doing well, people who are ahead of the game, because it just saves you so much time. So I've definitely been bookmarking as many things as possible, like, you know, got a little mini course on YouTube, like, and YouTube SEO specifically, because SEO, search engine optimization, is half the battle. If you are titling your videos and they're not being seen and they're not coming up, YouTube is going to deprioritize even trying to show it anymore. And that just defeats the purpose of making content if nobody is even seeing it to watch it. So, of course, you want them to watch it, but then if it's not even coming up in their feed, that is so frustrating. And the other thing that is important is your thumbnail. Now, when I started out, I was thinking about the video itself, what was going on in the video, not necessarily the thumbnail. I was definitely thinking about the title, because titles are really important with podcasting as well. You have to make sure that the person who you want to view this video or listen to this podcast is going to be able to find it from the title. You can't just name it something random. You really want to be coming up in these searches, right? But with YouTube, the thumbnail is even more important, because you see the thumbnail before you see the video title. Most people are looking for the visual. And it's tricky, because you don't want too much text on the thumbnail. You don't want the thumbnail to become ugly because you put all this like text and random emojis and stuff on it. But you also do want to grab people's attention with a few keywords that let them know what it's going to be about and hooks them, right? So finding that balance and learning about my titles, what I put in the actual video description and my thumbnails has been a learning curve, but it has been fun. And I've even from my first to my fifth video have done so much better with it. That said, with YouTube, similar things apply with really understanding why you're doing this and who you're trying to serve and what your niche is going to be. Now, with YouTube, I gave myself the freedom to explore a little bit because I had a feeling that I might pivot. So that is why I didn't go in super hard with a really, really defined niche. I actually advise against that when I teach people about podcasting, because pivoting is not for the faint of heart. I'm okay with pivoting because I know that this was something that I was giving myself a huge amount of grace and flexibility with, but I did know that a pivot was down the road. And because I have done that before, when I started my blog, it was called Kayla K Speaks, and then I changed the name to Side Hustle Pro. And so I'm aware of what will be involved with it, and I'm up for the challenge. Now, most people are not up for the challenge. They get really tied to a bad name. They get really tied to bad branding. They get really tied to a whole bunch of stuff. I know I'm not like that. So I was okay not going in with the hard niche, but you guys, you make it so much harder for yourself. So do be aware of that. If you do need time to explore and you do need time to figure out what it is you want to talk about, you can do that, but it's going to be harder, okay? So I prioritized the hair content at first, and even that in and of itself. In my month so far of being on YouTube, I had to learn how to do better thumbnails. I discovered PicMonkey from, again, researching, learning from the best, learning from the gurus out there who are doing well. And there's so many people who have shared YouTube content. Like, you can find it on Skillshare, you can find it on YouTube, you can find it out there, okay? And like I said, I did pay for a YouTube SEO mini course that I still need to go through. So that being said, I'm still learning. It's only been a month, you guys, so I can't report back, you know, super like huge amounts of progress. Yes, but I do have 500 subscribers. I have had videos that have done over 1,000 views, which I'm super pumped about. Every video I really aim for at least 1,000 views, and I've fallen short of that for most of them, but it's cool because I'm learning, and I think I need to really define for my audience, you know, what this channel is going to be about, what they can expect, to get people to religiously tune in, to look forward to my show like it is a TV show, you know, to look forward to Nikayla TV like it is one of their favorite shows every X night. You know what I mean? Speaking of X night, so I started out releasing videos on Mondays, and honestly, that is what worked best with my schedule. But I had to realize that, girl, Mondays at 9 a.m., nobody's checking for your video. Like, they're at work. And you know how people feel about Mondays. So I also tested out Sundays. But what I discovered is, like, although Sunday is a great YouTube day, like, a lot of my favorites release their videos on Sunday, I always watch. But for me, I'm not sure if Sundays just works for me quite yet, because it just feels like I want my weekends to relax. And when I release a video, even if I've planned promo content, I go in and I respond to comments and all of that. And I don't want my Sunday, which is supposed to be my day of rest, to be a work day. So still figuring out with my release day, but I've already learned some things about that. And, you know, I always, and I still maintain, that it's not the day that makes your show, whether it's a podcast or a YouTube channel. It really isn't, you guys. It is you and it's your content. If people love your content, they're going to tune in. They're going to check for your show. But if you're starting out and you are still being flexible with niche and you haven't truly defined yourself for your audience like I have, then you don't want to put yourself at a disservice by also releasing at a really tough time slot. Okay. So today I'm actually releasing a video, but it's going to be later. It's a Monday and I'm going to be releasing later in the afternoon as I still figure out if I want to do Tuesdays or what have you, because I do like being at the top of the week. So Sundays or Tuesdays, I'm still figuring it out. But you guys, let me know if you love YouTube and you have your favorite YouTube channels. What day do you love? What's the best time for you? If you've loved my channel so far, what time do you typically watch? I'd love to know that. So when I release this episode, head on over to my Instagram and let me know in the comments, okay? Now, here's some helpful things I've learned. Like I said, I use PicMonkey for my thumbnail. Learning from the best, learning from others, their videos on how to succeed on YouTube, how to get more views on YouTube, and those things have been very helpful. And also in terms of doing the actual content, lighting, figuring out lighting has been helpful. Some of the best lighting is really honestly natural sunlight. So if you can film around the sun and also, you know, have a window location where you can, the light should be in front of you, not in back of you. So the window should be in front of you, not in back of you. Or in my case, even the window to the side of me works really well. But sometimes that's not feasible for me. So I have gotten a ring light and it's not even the most expensive ring light. I do want to get another ring light, but I'm so mad, you guys, because I had an expensive ring light for about a year and it stopped working. And I don't know, something about me is like so mad about having to buy it again. I have been hesitating. So that is why I just have like one that was like under $30 that is still a stand. And because I'm filming on my phone, I can put it in that ring light and I will link to that as well. But the ring light is needed and it doesn't have to be the fanciest to get the job done. But again, from video 1 through 5, you probably see a huge improvement in my lighting. So I talked about the fact that I learned a business that I don't want to do. I'm learning how to get better at YouTube SEO. I am learning that I want to do more with TV and I want to share my life more with the world. And I'm just reminded how important it is to get started. Because if I hadn't gotten started and if I had kept pushing this out till this summer or, you know, when we can get our baby in daycare, like I would have been just stretching out the discovery that I'm making earlier so that I can pivot earlier, so that I can move on to the next thing earlier and just get better quicker. So I'm glad that I'm starting now, because in a year from now, like I can't wait to see where it is. In 6 months from launching, I can't wait to see where it is. So that will be September. So that is exciting. And I'm also just happy that I'm pushing forward. I have had things happen in my personal life. Like I've had people reach out to me that just shows me that I'm on the right path and that it's like confirmation that I've made the right decision. And it's also shown me the possibility of what this could become. If I didn't say it already, I am super always inspired by Issa Rae. I remember watching her. I remember watching Awkward Black Girl and it was just a funny, you know, YouTube series. It wasn't anything like I ever thought of where the creator would go, but to see where it started, to see her now having her own media company network, it is amazing. And this is someone who, you know, is touchable, is real, is someone I could have gone to school with, who people I know went to school with, this is a human being. This is not some like alien. This is not some superstar. Like, this is a breathing human being, Black woman, just like me. And I am reminded that, like, anything you want to do is possible. Why not you? Why not me? Nobody out here that you see on a screen is different than you. Like, they came out of a woman's body just like you. They got blood in their veins. They get up every morning, they walk with 2 feet, like they are humans. They're humans, all right? So With that said, those were my updates for this episode, you guys. If you have any questions for me, let me know again in the comments over on IG when I release this episode. Go ahead and drop anything you want to know, because, hey, I could do another Q&A. If you haven't already, make sure you go over to youtube.com/NikaylaTV. I will link to it. Show some support. Subscribe. I'm getting ready to do different types of content and share more of myself with you. And you guys know, if you don't know, I'm an introvert. So for me to step out of my comfort zone like this, first of all, it comes in waves. So anybody else out there who is an introvert, do know that you don't gotta go from like 0 to 100 overnight, okay? Take it one step at a time. Film what's comfortable for you. I actually like starting with hair because it didn't feel like I needed to like share my whole life. You know, I was still figuring out what am I comfortable with sharing daily. My husband and I try to figure out, okay, what are we comfortable sharing about Kingston? You know, we want to protect him, protect his privacy from, you know, like we just want to protect him when you have a child. So every single time that you see anything about him, know that a lot of thought went into that because I don't want to overexpose him. And I don't know what that looks like as I move forward in this process. So I'm taking it one day at a time, literally. And you have to just remind yourself, okay, how do I want to help people? What can I share that will do that? What am I comfortable sharing? And go with that. Like, people don't need to see everything. One of the people I really love on YouTube, her name is Happy Stylish Mommy. That's her channel. I think you pronounce her name Shayna or Shanna. And what I love about her is, like, she did a Q&A and people were asking, like, can we do a house tour? You know, and she was like, you know, you guys see my room, you know, some of the rooms where I film anyway, but I feel like a full tour is kind of invasive. And I really respect that, you know, because I kind of feel similarly, like, like, y'all got to show everything. You just need to know what's important. Like, I'm talking to you here. You see some stuff in the background. Boom. You get a sense of what everything looks like. All right. Like, you don't literally have to lay yourself bare, give people access to every single detail of your life if you're not comfortable with that. Because, hey, us introverts, we need something for ourselves and we're private, you know, and that is okay. I'm here to share with you that you can still find success. You can still find your tribe. You can still help others without feeling like you have to just share all your business and not have any privacy anymore. Okay. So if you're nervous about social media, if you're nervous about podcasting, if you're nervous about YouTube, if you're nervous about starting your business because you realize you have to step out of your shadow, step out of your corner and show the world who you are, know that you can do it in a way that feels comfortable for you. The only thing you can't do is you can't hide. Okay. You can no longer hide in 2021. Sorry, you can't have a business and hide. All right. So you're going to have to get over that. And we can talk more about that later. And with that, you guys have a wonderful start to your week. Well, it won't be the start, but with that, guys, have a wonderful week. Stay tuned for next week's episode and have a phenomenal April. And I will talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.